This chazar zeichen is shabach ches shag v'am yehudim zeches b'am tziyah daf nun hey zok the mishnah. The amount to be over for ayna is 4 silver mois out of 24. To be obligated to swear for a partial admission, the claim must be for at least the value of 2 silver mois, and the admission must be for at least the value of a pruta. There are 5 halachas that require a minimum value of a pruta. The partial admission to make one chayiv to swear must be for at least a pruta. A woman can be mekadeshes with a pruta of value. One is chayiv me'ila if he benefits the value of a pruta from hegdish. If one finds the value of a pruta, he has to call it out to try to return it. And finally, if someone steals a pruta value and then swears falsely that he did not, he must follow the owner even to a faraway land in order to return what he stole. Fact number, we already learned before that the amount of ayinah is 4 out of 24 silver mice, so why are we repeating it over here? The Marseille was stated over here only as an introduction to halachas of the claim being 2 silver mice and the admission being a pruta. Fact number, these halachas were also stated in the Mishnah elsewhere, so why do we need to state them here again? The Marseille says all of this was necessary to serve as an introduction to the end of the Mishnah, which discusses the 5 halachas which require the value of a pruta. The Mishnah said, Chalmeish pruta is hein. Why doesn't the Mishnah also list the halacha that the value of Aino must be a pruta? And for the Rav Kahana says, we see from here that Aino only applies if the base amount was the value of an Isser, the smallest silver coin, and therefore Aino will always have to be more than a pruta. Levi argues and says that Aino applies even when the amount of Aino is a pruta. Levi taught this in a braise as well, where he said that there are 5 halachas that require a minimum of a pruta. He says, I know, a partial admission, kedushin, stealing, and bezin only sits for a case that involves a minimum of a pruta. In fact, why didn't our Mishnah mention that bezin only sits for a case that involves a minimum of a pruta? Mar says, by saying that one is chayiv to return a stolen item only when it's the value of a pruta, it thereby teaches that only this amount is significant, and therefore bezin would only hold court for this amount. If this is true, why did the Mishnah have to teach the halach of stealing and of a lost item? Teaching one would teach that anything less is not significant for any purpose. And it was necessary to teach both of these. Why? Because the case of stealing teaches that one must follow the owner even to a faraway land in order to return a stolen item. And the case of a lost item teaches that even if the value of the item drops to below a pruta, it still has to be returned. Why didn't Levi list the case of the lost item? Mar says, by saying that one is chayiv to return a stolen item only when its value is a pruta, it thereby also teaches that only that amount is significant. And therefore, we would know that the same thing applies for a lost item. If this is true, why do you have to teach the halacha of stealing and that bezin only hold court for this amount? We should learn it from the case of stealing. And if you needed to teach the halacha regarding bezin to exclude a katina, who says that bezin must sit to hear a case that involves even less than a pruta. Why didn't Levi teach the case of one who benefits from hegdish? Mar says he was only discussing chula, not hegdish. Our Mishnah, which does discuss hegdish, should also discuss the halacha of that maiser sheni cannot be redeemed unless it's worth at least a pruta. And for the Gemara, the Mishnah follows the view taught previously that the additional fifth must even be worth a pruta, which means that the Meiser itself must be worth at least 4 prutas. Why doesn't the Mishnah list that the fifth of Meiser Sheni must be worth at least a pruta? Because the Mishnah is only discussing principal amounts, not additional fifths. Zachemar, we mentioned that if Katina said that Bezin must hear a case even if it involves less than a pruta. Rava asked, we learned from a pasuk that one would be chayiv for Me'ila for using less than a pruta value. This suggests that it's only regarding Hegdash at this is so, but for other cases, only a pruta is considered to be significant. And for the Gemara, we must say that if Katina meant that although Bezin only sits to hear a case that's worth at least a pruta, once it's already sitting, it would hear additional claims, even if they are for less than a pruta. Zuck the Mishnah, there are 5 cases of where one must pay an additional fifth. One who b'shoigig eats truma, trumas meiser of demai, chala, or bikurim, they all have to hit a fifth. One who redeems fruit of the 4th year, produce of a tree, or his own meiser sheni must hit a fifth. One who redeems his own hegdish must hit a fifth. One who has a pruta's value of benefit from hegdish must add a fifth. And one who steals and then swears falsely that he did not steal also has to add a fifth. Fact thing about Rava said, Rabbi Lazar ben Pedos asked, why would the Rabbanan require that a fifth be paid for the eating of trumas meiser of demai b'shoigig? The Rabbanan don't strengthen their own gazeris like those of the Torah. And for the Gemara of Nachman, in the name of Shmuel said, the Mishnah follows Rav Meir, who says that the Rabbanan do enact things to strengthen the gazeris like that of the Torah. This can be seen in the Braisa. The Braisa says, if a woman is given a get without the shliach having said b'fanei nechta v'fanei nechta, and she remarried based on that get, Rav Meir says, she has to get divorced, and any child born from the second husband is a mamzer. The Chum say that the child is not a mamzer. Rather, the shliach should take the get back from her and give it to her again in front of 2 people and say b'fanei nechta v'fanei nechta. Now, why would Rav Meir say that the failure to say b'fanei nechta v'fanei nechta what makes the children to mamzerim? This is based on a statement elsewhere, which was said by Rav Nuna named Rav Ula, that whoever deviates from the exact formulation enacted by the Rabbanon for gittin must be divorced, might have to get divorced, meaning if they already remarried, and any child that they have from the second marriage, if they were married, if they did get remarried, is a mamzer. We see that Rav Meir holds the Rabbanon do enact things to strengthen the gezeirus like that of the Torah. The Gemara of Sheshes asked, a Mishnah says that Ma'aser Sheni of the Mai that was redeemed onto silver coins may then have the Kedusha moved onto copper coins. Another Mishnah regarding regular Ma'aser Sheni says that transferring Kedusha's Ma'aser from silver coins to copper coins may only be done at a time of desperate need. We see that the Rabbanon do not enact things to strengthen the gzeiros like that of the Torah. They treated Damai more leniently. And for the Gemara of Yosef said, although Rav Meir says that they were lenient regarding the redemption of Damai, he also says that they were stringent with regard to the eating of Damai. And therefore, he will hold that they were stringent regarding the eating of Trumas Meiser of Damai as well. We see this in the Brisa. The Brisa says, Rav Meir says, the Rabbanon only allow a chaver who is a wholesaler to sell Damai without giving Meiser first, but a chaver who is a retailer would have to give Damai before selling, even if he decided to sell in large volume. The Chum say that even a retailer who sells in large volume need not take off Meiser from the Damai first. We see from here that Rav Meir says the Rabbanon were machmer with regard to the eating of Damai.